Mayor Robinson brought a change to the culture and the environment of the city of Pensacola. And I wanted to recognize that that change was a change of collaboration, communication, and a change for respect for all the employees, staff, and city council. And I just wanted to personally thank him for bringing that change.
Outgoing President Jewel Canada Wynn yesterday at City Council installation meeting, taking a moment to praise Grover Robinson for his change of tone since the Hayward administration. I would have to agree. I got along very well with Mayor Hayward, but I think it's very clear that the current administration is more transparent, more open. I mean, you know, Mayor Robinson is very easily accessible all the time. And, you know, that kind of collaborative tone, he's at all the meetings, he's interactive with all of them, and deferential. It is a different tone for sure. Joining us now, Mayor Grover Robinson, City of Pensacola. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Happy to be here. Thank you for having me. So I almost finished my walk this morning, but hopefully everybody's ready for a great Thanksgiving. And I tell you, it was a nice day. I know we're going to get a little rain here in the future, but today started off a beautiful day.
No, it's really wonderful. So I wanted to ask you, we got new city council members, big change. What is it? I mean, it's like 40 or 50 years worth of collective experience walked off the dais yesterday. What's your expectation out of this new council?
You know, again, I think that's always the challenge. I think in the first few months, it's going to be interesting. That's where they're going to be feeling their legs. But, once I think they get past that, I think they'll be fine. You know, I mean, they're good, all good people who are willing to serve and gotten out there, and the citizens have voted for them. So, you know, I think at the end of the day, they're going to do what they need to do and do the right thing. I think it just, like everybody else, it takes a little bit of time. But we got three veterans to shepherd them through it. So, I'm very confident and excited about this group. And, like I said before, they all showed up to plant trees that we were doing with Audubon. So I was impressed with already their commitment to getting involved and being involved. So, you know, I think good things are ahead for the city.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that in a second, but it's not to put too fine a point of it. But, you know, Sherry has been on this council for, I think, 10 years. And now you've got Ann Hill has 2 years in. Jared Moore has 2 years in. You have a collective total of only 14 years of experience for seven men. You know, they're all new. I agree with you. They're all very capable, but it's interesting.
That's part of government. It changes. And I think we're certainly going to see that in 2020. I mean, whenever you have traumatic, tumultuous years, you have change. I mean, the same thing happened. If you go back and you look at council from 2010 when the new council took over, same thing. You had a lot of new faces, fresh faces in there. So, you know, I think it just kind of it happens when you have some of these things and you have turnover. It's likely that tumultuous events lead to typically turnover. And it just happens. You see that in public service all over.
People are making a big deal out of the fact that it's now four women on the council. I don't really get the idea of that being a big deal. And, you know, looking at the personalities, I'm not sure what is meant by that. But do you expect it to be different having four women on council?
It's been kind of funny because I was the one I downplayed it in the same way that you just did. I mean, I'm like saying that's important is like saying that somehow or another we had three women last year and it wasn't that important. I think they all, despite their gender and a variety of other defining ways they're looked at, at the end of the day, they're all people that are there to serve their individual constituencies. And, you know, I think it's going to be, I think it's kind of a disservice. We had a great woman president last year, even though there wasn't a women majority. So,
right.
You know, I think at the end of the day, women have played an important role at the city council. They're going to continue to play an important role at the city council. And yes, they have a majority, but I don't see the council being a whole lot different.
I have the same take, and that's what I've been saying all morning. It's like, tell me what your argument is, what it is you think is going to be so fundamentally different. I don't see it. I wanted to ask you, you mentioned a moment ago, but the tree planting at Bruce Beach, this was kind of a big event that that took place over the weekend. What was the idea here? And, you know, I mean, was this just about replacing all the trees that were damaged by Sally, or what was the notion here?
The notion is to begin to create, and this is just one park we're going to do it in. We made a commitment to Audubon that we would really look at doing natural native tree species and native plant species. And the reason, you know, sometimes it's nice, you get these flowering trees and stuff, but two things. One is they typically take up considerably more water than we have, so you end up with a sustainability issue if you don't go native. And then if you... The other part that's really significant for Audubon is you know, your flora and your fauna, really. Your fauna that comes to the floor, your birds, your insects. You know, you need to track the right kind of insects to make sure there's food for the birds. So that's what they want to do. And it sort of serves two purposes at one time. But we made that commitment, and I think you're going to see some trees come up there. There's cypress, certainly the live oak, and the mulberry. And those things are going to be, they're going to provide not only shade and habitat for birds, but they're going to provide also also either insects or berries and other type of foods, food stuff for birds. So, you know, I think it's a good move. I think it's the right thing for us to do from a sustainability standpoint. It's the right thing from the city to do. It takes less maintenance from our side, water and everything else. So, you know, I think that's really what the commitment was. And I really appreciate the Audubon Society going out and getting the grant from Gulf Power. So all of this was done without any expenditure from the city.
Best news ever.
The money was all put together, and the volunteers came together. And, you know, that's awesome when that happens with government. When government doesn't even have to spend anything, and we get a good quality product because of volunteers and good companies and good organizations in your community that are committed to making your community better. So,
most definitely.
Power,
yeah.
Thanks to Audubon all the way around.
Yeah, and as you say, to the volunteers and most of the city council that showed up to help with that as well. Mr. Mayor, one of the things I wanted to ask you about is, and you mentioned this briefly, but this is scheduled to start pretty quickly. We've got some traffic notes, and probably the biggest one is that as Langley is opening up today, with the roundabout opening today, we've got 17th Avenue and Bayfront is scheduled to close very soon. Do we have any idea how long that closure is scheduled to last for?
Well, we know it's gonna get back open before we have before we get the bridge back open. So because we're gonna need people to land somewhere. But I agree, it's probably the right thing for them to do right now while everything's down. And we're not getting bridge traffic to go ahead and do this and be ahead of the game. So what's going to happen is Bayfront 17th is going to close. If you come down 17th, you'll just wrap it around to Gregory. If you're going up Bayfront, you'll have to turn on 14th. You'll be able to go up and down 17th to the visitor center and the little landing right there. So, I mean, some of it you'll still be able to access and use. Some of it will change and be a little bit different how you go, but I think this is all about trying to get the bridge landing prepared so when they actually do get cars coming back over the bridge, that's done and we don't have to close that down again. So, yeah, I don't think any of us want to close the bridge back down again. If the bridge is already closed, let's go ahead and get that work done.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, what would have been a major traffic issue having to close that intersection when the bridge is open is a footnote to Pensacola traffic,
yeah,
at the moment, which is, you know, in a sense, that's good news.
Our biggest issue was we wanted to be sure they gave us enough time.
Yeah.
At first, they came out on Friday and said, hey, we're going to close on Tuesday. And we were like, you can't do that. We got to get some more time. So hopefully, if you get a chance to use it through the Thanksgiving weekend, and please remember on Monday, it will be back closed again.
Very good. And last thing I wanted to ask you about, you and I talked about dog parks last week, and it's good to see that there's been a little bit of movement on getting those back open. The other thing that has still been closed since Sally is that kind of the walkway on the west side of the slip, the west side of the Port of Pensacola, where all of that sidewalk is damaged, that back parking lot, and then Plaza,
De
Luna, which has also been closed since Sally. Do we have any expectation of when that's going to be reopening, either of those?
As soon as we can get the FEMA money to do it. That's unfortunate. It is going to be, you know, pretty sizable for us to do all that repair and replacement. We got to do it. We can't do it without FEMA dollars. So we are we're in the process of going through that. Our staff has been working on that since September when Sally came through. But you know, I mean, any of you that have ever worked with FEMA know there is no fast way to work with FEMA. And I mean, I get it. It's meant to make sure there's no fraud, no anything else. You got to dot every I, cross every T. And we are in the process. Like I said before, it took us a while to get the procurement done for getting the fences for the dog parks, but you know, it's just going to take a little bit longer to get everything on the waterfront. My expectation is, much like the bridge, by the time we get around to spring, people are ready to get back out on the water. We're gonna be back ready and open and back into some of those things.
Okay, but, so that's not right away.
Everybody,
not right away, but maybe within a couple of months, maybe by March, something like that. Which is, disappointing, but you got to be realistic. So.
I think that's a huge part of it. I mean, these are things that the cost of doing them is going to be beyond the city of Pensacola. And thank God the team is there and able to help us, because, I mean, I think we're going to be able to weather the storm. Where it's going to cost us, it's going to cost us our 12.5% at the city, but we have reserves to take care of that. But we couldn't take care of 100% of it. I mean, you wouldn't see us have the same kind of amenity that we've had out there on the waterfront. So we very much appreciate and depend on FEMA to help us get back up. You know, get our legs under us, and they're going to get us there, and we just got to go through their process, and it just doesn't happen overnight.
Very good. Mr. Mayor Grover Robinson, Mayor of the City of Pensacola, have a great Thanksgiving, sir. We'll talk to you again next week, and we appreciate the time.
Andrew, thank you very much. And twice in 1 week, we've gotten to see each other. So, you have a happy Thanksgiving. You have a happy Thanksgiving with your family. Thank you again for being out there for MANA. And again, everyone out there, I hope has a safe Thanksgiving, and I'm just very thankful for the city of Pensacola and what we have going on. I've got a great community with some great people working in it. So thank you very much.